Building a Better Carrot. We're visiting today with Phil Simon, Department of Horticulture, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Phil, there's some news to talk about in the world of carrot breeding. Can you tell us what that is?
Recently, we sequenced the carrot genome, and that's exciting news because now we know more about the basic genetic basis of carrots. That's really fundamental information, but at the same time has some very interesting applications in helping us build better carrots in the future.
Phil, when we talk about carrots, what are some of the goals you have for carrots?
The goals we have for carrots are, what can we do to improve carrots for growers and for consumers? For growers, we're interested in trying to find genes in the carrot genome that might be instrumental in developing new carrot varieties that grow faster. We're looking at improving flavor and nutritional quality for consumers.
Phil, as carrots change over time, what are people likely to see?
Well, I think what we're likely to see is carrots that are going to be a wider range of colors. Historically, we think of carrots as being orange in recent history. Now you'll see purple and yellow, and for that matter, red and white carrots in the market. And interestingly, these colors all have different nutritional values.
If I were picking up a carrot, is it better to pick one color over another?
I would say a mixture is a good thing. The color we focused on primarily is orange. Those orange pigments in carrots are precursors to vitamin A. Now, vitamin A is an essential vitamin, and in fact, the carrots of today are about 40% richer in those orange pigments than carrots of 30 to 40 years ago. But the other colors have some nutritional values as well. The yellow pigment is lutein, gives us improved resistance to the development of macular degeneration and eye disorder. Purple carrots provide some very good antioxidants, which are associated with better human health. Red carrots provide lycopene, the same pigments as what's in red tomatoes and red watermelons, which are associated with reduced incidence of some forms of cancer. So each of them has some value, and so a good mix of colors is a good range of carrots to have in your diet.
Phil, can you give us a little snapshot of carrot production and use here in the country?
The majority of carrots are grown for the fresh market, probably 80 to 90%. In Wisconsin, larger scale production is for processing, for canning and freezing. But another aspect of Wisconsin production is the very large number of small scale growers that are primarily organic growers for community-supported agriculture projects. Wisconsin has one of the highest numbers of CSAs of any state in the country.
We've been visiting with Phil Simon, USDA plant breeder, Department of Horticulture, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.